Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Finding the right furniture for my home can be hard, especially when I'm looking for trendy, high-quality pieces that won't break the bank. Luckily, at Bob's Discount Furniture, I can shop the latest styles and customer favorites with tons of five-star reviews, like Bob's Real Marble Elm Dining Set, which has over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance Mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom Reclining Sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's Sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to score five-star style for every room in your home at everyday low prices, listen to the smartest shoppers around and stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is a go for January 30th, talking about Fire Aid, some big stars stepping up and taking part in a benefit concert for the L.A. fire victims. Among those performing, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Dave Matthews, Jelly Roll, Stevie Nicks, The Red Hot Chili Peppers, and on and on and on. It is going to be at the Intuit Dome. It is going to include the Kia Forum to support victims. They're going to be doing, I guess, two different locations with one massive show. Fire Aid will be broadcast by select AMC theaters. It's going to be available on Apple Music and Paramount Plus, Prime Video, Amazon. It's going to be kind of everywhere. YouTube will carry it. Viewers will be invited to watch, and then you'll be able to contribute to the fundraiser as you watch. The event begins 6 p.m. on January 30th. And so if you want to go to watch it at a theater type setting, AMC is going to be the place. I'm not sure if the local one's going to do, but I think they will. The list is incredible of who's going to perform for this. And the cause is like none other we've seen before. Fire Aid set for January 30th. The fact that they're turning around this quickly, almost unthinkable. A lot of big stars stepping up. And a lot of them, if you notice, many of them just simply L.A.-based. Future of TikTok kind of up in the air as President Biden will not enforce the law banning TikTok, set to take effect the day before he leaves office on Sunday. So he's set to leave office on Monday. It will go into effect on Sunday. And he said, you know what? I'll leave that for the next guy. If you want a little telling signal of what the future holds for TikTok, I believe the CEO of TikTok will be at the inauguration on Monday, one of the guests. So if that's not a indicator of what the future is, I don't think TikTok's going anywhere for now, or there's some solution that's been pre-planned. But why would you invite the CEO of TikTok if you're planning to ban it? I don't see that happening.
Or the CEO of TikTok will leave TikTok and then form a company that's a U.S. company and then do a TikTok-like TikTok?
Yeah, third call option.
It. How about
join
this
the join the administration and call it Trump Talk. I'm
going to call it Tactic.
I have enjoyed the way Trump says TikTok.
TikTok.
He doesn't say it like anybody else says it.
No.
It's just kind of interesting.
Yeah.
You're on the TikTok. So we'll wait and see Monday. It literally is a wait and see situation. But when I heard the CEO was going to be a guest at the inauguration, I'm like, okay, that might be something. Not a good day for SpaceX yesterday. In the evening, there was a launch in Texas along the coast. That's where SpaceX has a launch site. They launched their Starship rocket. This particular vessel is going to be one of the ones that is it's being fired up and then landed in. This is the one that they think is going to take people to the moon one day. This did not go well. The latest flight, it blew up, destroyed, following a thrilling booster catch. So,
wait, is this the Jeff Bezos one?
No. This is Elon Musk.
Which one's this
one? Bezos was early in the morning. This was in the afternoon in Texas.
Oh.
This is the one. Okay, chopstick arms. That's this one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And wait, so that's SpaceX?
Yeah, I don't want to confuse the billionaire rockets. So this one, SpaceX, has the booster that brings it up to a certain altitude.
That's
and then
so
the booster
weird.
Gently comes back to where it took off from. And these big, giant chopstick arms grab the booster and hold it in place. And then they reuse it.
Right. Which
the
is
rest
good.
Of it blew up.
Oh.
As it was ascending, the spacecraft, new and upgraded model making its debut, was supposed to soar across the Gulf of Mexico. And it kind of blew up somewhere over Turks and Caicos, where bits of it were seen streaming down back to the planet.
Oh, no, that's not good.
It was a visual spectacle, but I'm just like, where's that going to hit the Earth?
And who cleans it up?
Great question. They had to divert planes as pilots are like, hold on, that's like coming our way.
That's
dangerous.
It's
coming down from space, Jan. If you imagine a little plane flying around 35,000 miles an hour. They were calling air traffic control, trying to figure out what is that thing. And when you see the images of this plummeting back to the planet, like I say, not a good day.
How long do you wait till you do like a meeting about what happened? Like, do you go right into a conference room and talk about it? Or do
it's
you all just...
Elon. So the initial messaging from him was weird.
Yeah.
Never predictable, always entertaining, something along that lines of, what was a very serious situation.
Yeah, sure.
So there is that. Speaking of spectacles, Deion Dawkins showed off his snow goggles. They are branded. They're for sale at the Bill store, and they are everything.
I put the goggles on during the game. I think it was the Patriots game. I've always called it snow gear. You know, I have a snow store where they sell the snow gear.
A snow
like,
store.
It just all
Love
works
you.
In the aura of me. So, you know, I said, why not, bro? Like, if I could make a shirt, let me hit up Oakley and figure out where the manufacturer are and get the goggles. So that's what we got. The real deal soda peel, Maddie. but it's cool. I enjoy doing what I do, and the Mafia supports me. So I see a lot of people in the stands with goggles on during the game, and it's supposed to be negative. So, you know, if you want to be a little swaggier than the usual, might as well grab a little bit of snow goggles.
I'll be swaggy in my basement.
Those are the snow goggles, which I think they're very limited supply, but they are available at the Bill store. They're branded, the strap and everything. But yeah, little pro tip. If you go to the games that are super cold, like Sunday night, it's going to be a lot of people wear snow goggles like you'd wear when skiing.
I love that. Yeah.
And it helps to protect your face and eyes. But get the Deion Dawkins ones. That looks like a lot of fun. And that's it for your news and views. Time right now, 6:27. Go Bills.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to lowes.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit lowes.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's refreshing!